Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt. This is night three of our eight nights of His light for the Feast of Dedication, a light of dedication, rededicating the temple. Upon entering Yerushalayim, Yehuda and his brother priests were dismayed to see the temple desolate, the altar profaned, the gates burned, and the holy courtyard overgrown with weeds. They tore their garments, cried out to heaven, and sounded the shofar. Before the last enemy had been rooted out of the strongholds of Yerushalayim, Yehuda set about restoring the temple. They tore down the defiled altar and built a new one. They made new implements and furnishings from what was available. One scrap of legend has it that they made a menorah of iron bars they found in the temple. Another famous legend has it that when they searched the temple, they were only able to find one cruse of olive oil with the priestly stamp upon it. It was enough to fuel the lamps of the menorah for only one day. It would take 8 days before they could procure more olive oil fitting for use in the menorah. Uncertain of what to do, they decided to keep the mitzvah of lighting the menorah as best they could. They lit it, fully expecting it to go out that day. Miraculously, the oil lasted for 8 days until new oil could be obtained. Some say this is the reason Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days. It was on the 25th day of Kislev, exactly 3 years after the first swine had been sacrificed on the altar, that Yehuda and his men reinstated the daily burnt offerings to the Lord. They celebrated the rededication of the temples for 8 days. The days of dedication came to be remembered and celebrated as the festival of Hanukkah. 1 Maccabees 4:52-59. Early in the morning on the 25th day of the ninth month, that is the month of Kislev, in the year 148 or 165 BCE, they arose and offered sacrifice according to the Torah on the new altar of holocaust that had been made. On the anniversary of the day in which the Gentiles had defiled it, on that very day it was reconsecrated with songs, harps, flutes, and cymbals. All the people prostrated themselves and adored and praised heaven who had given them success. For 8 days they celebrated the dedication of the altar and joyfully offered holocausts or fire and sacrifices of deliverance and praise. They ornamented the facade of the temple with gold crowns and shields. They repaired the gates and the priests' chambers and furnished them with doors. There was a great joy among the people now that the disgrace of the Gentiles was removed. Then Judah and his brothers and the entire congregation of Israel decreed that the days of the dedication of the altar should be observed with joy and gladness on the anniversary every year for 8 days from the 25th day of the month of Kislev. Time to check the oil of our lamps. Matthew 25:1-13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish ones took their lamps, they had taken no oil with them. But the wise ones took oil in jars along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was taking a long time, they all got drowsy and started falling asleep. But in the middle of the night there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. Now the foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, since our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, there won't be enough for us and for you. Instead, go to those who sell and buy some for them yourselves." But while they were going off to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Now later the other virgins came saying, "Sir, sir, open up for us." And he replied, "Amen, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore stay alert, for you know neither the day nor the hour." It is easy to become so engrossed in day-to-day living that we tend to neglect the oil in our lamps and forget that we need to look for the bridegroom's return. That word oil in the Greek is elion, el, a-i-u, and it refers to olive oil used for lamps, as oil is used to give light to the Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, and lightens men's hearts concerning their need for God, namely Yeshua, the Messiah. The word is used with the verb elepho, the mundane verb meaning to rub or besmear with oil, in contrast to the sacred word krio, to anoint. We go down to the word Hanukkah, which means dedication. Again, in the Greek, Hebrew, it's Hanukkah, a feminine noun meaning dedication, ceremony. It was just used to show that something was officially in service. The word describes the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem after it was rebuilt under Nehemiah. It also refers to the dedication of David's house. The word refers to an altar dedication, and also in number 7, where it appears to refer particularly to the offerings offered on the altar. The word is best known in reference to the altar rededication described in the apocryphal books of Maccabees, which has since been celebrated as a Jewish festival, Hanukkah. The temple altar had to be cleansed of its defilement. Yeshua cleanses us from our defilement due to sin, and cleansed us so that we would be holy vessels for the Ruach HaKodesh to indwell. Ezekiel 36:27-28. Moreover, I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit within you. I will remove the stony heart from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my Ruach within you. Then I will cause you to walk in my laws, so you will keep my rulings and do them. Then you will live in the land I gave to your fathers, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. 1 Corinthians 16:17. Don't you know that you are God's temple, and that the Ruach HaKodesh dwells among you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership is there between righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship does light have with darkness? What harmony does Messiah have with Belial? Or what part does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement does God's temple have with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Just as God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says Adonai. Touch no unclean thing, then I will take you in. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says Adonai Zevaot. Ephesians 2:21-22. In him the whole building being fit together is growing up into a holy temple for the Lord. In him you are being built together into God's dwelling place in the Ruach. John 14:15-27. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so that he may be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. You know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. In a little while the world will no longer behold me, but you will behold me, because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by the Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Judah, not the one from Keriot, said to him, Master, what has happened that you are about to reveal yourself to us and not the world? Yeshua answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while dwelling with you, but the Helper, the Ruach HaKodesh, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of everything that I said to you. Shalom I leave you, my shalom I give to you, but not as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled or be afraid. During this time of celebrating victory over the enemy and the rededication of the temple on Hanukkah, take this time to ask the Father to refill you with oil so your lights will continually shine brightly every day of your life. The oil or anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh is priceless. Psalm 23:5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Exodus 29:7. Then you are to take the anointing oil, pour it upon your head, and anoint him. The Hebrew word for anoint is masah, a verb meaning to smear, to anoint. In its common usage, the verb is referred to rubbing of a shield with oil, the painting of a house, the anointing of an individual with ointments or lotions, the spreading of oil on wafers. If the verb is used in association with a religious ceremony, it connotates a sanctification of things or people for divine service. Once the tabernacle was erected, it and all its furnishings were anointed with oil to consecrate them. The most common use of this verb is a ritual of divine installation of individuals into positions of leadership by pouring oil on their heads. Most frequently, people were anointed for kingship, examples of Saul, David, and Solomon. The word is also used for people anointing as priests and prophets. 1 John 2:20, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know. That Greek word is charisma, and it means the anointing, the specially prepared anointing oil, again, that we read for and about in the Hebrew. The allusion is to the anointing and consecration, again, of kings and priests. And here we're told, too, that we have been, the word seems chosen on one hand to give preeminence to what readers had experienced, on the other hand, by referring to the Old Testament practice, especially in Messiah, to remind them of their calling and their mark. So again, we have been anointed in Messiah and by the Ruach HaKodesh, and it's important to guard and protect that anointing. Never take that anointing for granted. We need that anointing every day in our life. We need that oil every day in our life, and that comes, that anointing increases through prayer and through praying in the Spirit and by meditating in His Word and being a doer of the Word. Chag Sameach for day 3 of Hanukkah.